This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jim. My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me. She's booked. Vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yep.
She's going along. There's a chance her and I are on the same dive boat. Okay. She staked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadil?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight?
Jamie.
I saved you guys two chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, yeah. And I'll get into this, too, because I guess I'm in the doghouse around here.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. And that little rat, Jamie, she turned on me.
Oh, she put you under the bus?
She's supposed to be my buddy.
Oh, no.
I'll explain in a few minutes here. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and get the podcast there, too, later on today. It's a Friday.
Woo! Yeah!
Man, it's a Friday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
I was just telling you guys, I got a busy weekend, man.
That yeah, sounds like
busy,
it.
Busy. Yeah, I got Frog today because there's no school. We got karate again tonight. We got racing tomorrow. We got baseball tomorrow. We got a construction crew that's going to be at my house on Monday, so I got to get things all prepped for that.
Wow.
On Sunday, so it's a busy weekend. Yeah, I was mentioning I'm in the doghouse because I've been giving away these racing tickets to go down to the racetrack with NASCAR, BJ Knight. You guys know the whole thing, right? And I guess I didn't go through the proper channels to do it. Okay. Oh. And so.
Yeah, they don't like that when you circumnavigate the system.
No, and the way I was thinking of it is that it's such a minor deal. They shouldn't have to worry about it. Why put something like that on their plate?
I mean, it's not like anyone's skydiving or anything.
Right? Like in promotions or something. No, it wasn't even that. It was more that I was just thinking that, you know what, why burden them? Well, you know, they got enough to do back there. This is simply a couple of giveaways. Three or four people get into the race for free.
Yeah.
No big deal, right? Well, I guess it's a big deal. And that little rat, Jamie White, she turned on me, too. She was in the meeting.
What'd she do?
Oh, she was telling the boss, I told him not to do it. I told him he didn't get cleared by corporate. I told him. It's like, stop it.
She threw you under the bus, but she's kind of right. I do remember her saying something about that.
I know she did, Carson. Just stop. Now you're turning on me. Oh, you guys scatter like rats when I get busted, don't you? So we're all supposed to be supporting each other here.
I didn't even know that was going on yesterday. I knew you guys were in a meeting, but I didn't know that was why.
I know you. You would have had my back on it.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, you would have. You would have said, hey, it's no big deal, folks. Settle down.
Yeah, it's not like money is getting exchanged or anything.
No.
We're just giving away some tickets to some people who want to come see BJ Knight.
It's a stinking dirt track down in El Paso County, okay? So it's no big deal. It's only two winners.
Until something happens.
Yeah, that's. You know what they ran by me yesterday, Spadil? Listen to this, okay? You know what the boss said to me?
What?
He said, yeah, but BJ, what if somebody gets hit by a car?
Yeah. It could happen. It could happen.
And I said, Carson, will you calm down just a bit?
Over the wall and hit somebody?
I said, yeah, that's a stupid person if they go out on the track.
Exactly, dude.
They deserve to be hit by a car.
Nash isn't that bad of a driver. He's not going to just go into
the
crowd.
No, listen, you've seen cars catapulted into the crowd. It happens from time to time.
These cars, they don't top 35 miles per hour. This is not NASCAR. It's NASCAR.
Yeah.
It's a dirt track.
It's totally fine.
Yes.
They're going to have a good time.
All right. Well, it's not going to stop me. I'll give away more tickets today. Oh, there she comes. There she comes.
Look at my eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Oh, my God. They're swollen.
Oh, allergies?
I don't know what it is, but look at these suckers. I mean, look.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, my God. And not only that, there was a detour on I-25.
Really?
Right? What?
Yeah. And I don't even know where I was going. But it said detour that way, so I went that way.
All right.
Well, are you going to be a dick or what?
Here we go.
Obviously, you haven't been listening.
No, I have not. I've been busy with my eyes trying to see.
All right.
But I brought you a present.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice of
you.
Well,
attitude.
It's gone now.
No, I was just going over our meeting yesterday, and how you kind of threw me under the bus.
Well,
the whole ticket thing, and just how you kind of, you know, we're supposed to be team here, but all of a sudden we get in with the bosses, and BJ's the schmuck.
No, I just said, I told him it should go through corporate.
And she did.
I did say that. Yeah. I even said it on the air.
I don't know. I know, buddy.
Well, what did you want me to say?
I wanted you to defend me. I wanted you to be there and get my back, say, hey, look, come on, Sabin Bank. It's no big deal. We got this. BJ's got it.
No, it always has to go through corporate. I'm a corporate girl.
Didn't he say? Jamie, didn't he say? He goes, what if somebody gets hit by a car?
He did say that. He did say that.
Well, they're a dummy if they're on the track.
I'm thinking it's the track's fault.
Yeah.
Are we liable?
Exactly. Yeah. Unless I run over them in the parking lot in my truck.
Right, but that's on your insurance.
Yeah, it's a whole different
corporate problem. Is always funny, though. It doesn't matter where you work. Everybody is so, like, freaked out about lawsuits, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Schmidl even knows.
Oh, yeah.
There was a whole different thing.
Yeah, so
it's fine. Everything's fine. Let's just
talk
about.
What'd you bring me?
Okay, so.
What'd you bring me?
So a long time ago. I know. Well, because you're just. And I had eye issues and that you could obviously see. I had a detour that was very stressful. Like, I've been through a lot today.
You need to go to the doctor. You have, like, an issue all the time. No, you do.
No, I did go to the doctor.
She?
No, I did go to the doctor. We're waiting for blood work.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you had that stomach problem the other day.
I know, that's what we're
waiting. You got eye problem.
Well,
I
think the eyes are just. Like, you know, you just sometimes people just wake up with their eyes.
Yeah, allergies.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
You don't know if something on my pillow, like if I washed it, it would tie it and it like went awry.
A spider could have been crawling on her.
You don't know.
Could be Ebola, though.
Ebola?
Hey, all right, so
anyway, so a long, long time ago.
What do you got?
A long time ago. So California Speedway or whatever, they bought advertising when I lived in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So I went out and drove with Jimmy Johnson, who is a NASCAR driver, right? And then I also got to drive an actual NASCAR,
right?
And it was with McDreamy, of all people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Who's McDreamy?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, the Grey's Anatomy guy, McDreamy.
Oh, you'd know.
Just saying, I do know.
Man, you pulled that one out of your back pocket fast. I would have never guessed McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey.
That's his name, Patrick Dempsey.
A lot of people know him.
He's hot. So he also got to drive, and I was like, hey, Patrick. And then my boyfriend came out and ruined it, but whatever.
Yeah, but that's past your boyfriend. I mean, when you're in the car with McDreamy, your boyfriend has
to
give you
a pass.
No,
I wasn't in the car with him. We both drove separate cars.
Oh, okay.
We raced against each other.
Right,
anyway,
I'm sorry.
That's right. And then I got in the car with Jimmy Johnson, and he raced with me, and that was terrifying, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they give you an outfit.
Yeah.
And I brought you the outfit to wear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Where's that? Let me see here.
And that's authentic.
I apologize, Pumpkin, for all those things I said about you this morning. Oh, my God.
Check that out. It's a full suit right there.
That's sick.
Can I fit in this?
I don't know.
Oh, you got the NASCAR emblem on
there?
Look
at the back. The back says NASCAR.
Look at that.
Oh, my God, Jamie.
I don't know if he can fit
that's
in it.
That's so cool, though.
You can throw me under the bus all you want. You're a friend.
I
take back all that stuff I said about you.
I don't care what you got to do. You got to squeeze into that
thing. I know.
Thing.
He's got to fit.
That's
do you have, like,
cool.
any Skims? We can put you in Skims and then put you in that.
Maybe some oil or something?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, it does have a little elastic on the back.
Yeah, it'll give.
That's not enough elastic.
We can try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't...
Those pit crew people fit into it. Some of those guys are.
Yeah, they're
you know,
bigger.
Yeah.
And it was really big on me.
That was a slap.
That made no sense. Some pit crew people fit into it. What's that mean? Even me?
I see like fat people working on cars.
Well, yeah. Well, they've got a fat suit, Spadell.
I just assume that they're all kind of stretchy and stuff.
That doesn't even make sense. Just because people are on the sideline fitting in their suit doesn't mean I'm going to fit that.
By the way, I don't feel like the guys in the pits are athletic as hell.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not fat at all.
I've never seen a
fat
guy.
They have to jump over the car. They have to do all that. They're not fat at all.
I meant like the chief dudes that wear like the headphones and stuff. They're yelling at you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just don't have the.
I know, me either.
I just can't deal with it today.
My eyes are swollen.
He just
shut,
goes
okay?
And goes. No, he's trying to correct it.
I mentioned my eyes are swollen. I have a detour.
It's Friday. We gotta be happy.
There's nobody fat. It's like
crew guys. The crew guys.
Okay, I thought you turned him off. Okay.
I was just seeing if he was still talking.
Anyway, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jamie.
Can we try to oil you up and get that?
What? I don't know, man. If you've got a little bit of Diddy Lube, maybe I can squeeze it.
Some Diddy Lube? Did you just say
all
that?
All that oil that he has, you know. I think it's too soon. To pop culture.
I don't know if that's pop culture.
Diddy Lube. I feel like it's too soon. Slide into this.
I feel like it's too soon.
All right, we got to take
it. Yeah, let's do that.
We'll be ready.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I know, but I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, that's Maroon 5 there. We have a flyaway for Maroon 5 out at Vegas, and we'll give you a code word this morning at 8.
Yep, we sure will.
And the Frey tickets have those. Speedway tickets, not sure about those.
Yeah, did you tell Schmidl what he's supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We got it covered on this end so far, so I'm trying to make up.
Basically, the boss canceled it yesterday.
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, pretty much. But he can't stop me.
That's right. BJ's determined. Yes. Yeah, that's right. You go, boy.
Donald Trump's in town later this afternoon. If you're going to be out near the airport, beware.
I
the
forgot about
motorcade
that.
Is here, man.
Yep.
So I think the plane gets in. They said somewhere around like 11 o'clock this morning, and then you're going to see a motorcade out Pena Boulevard into that, 56th or 58th, something like that?
56th.
Yeah, you're going to find that all closed out and everything, so they're going to have a real tough time.
He's campaigning from the Lazy River.
Yeah.
Live from the Lazy River.
Can't wait to see that.
I know.
They say the tickets are pretty much gone. That thing's going to be packed today. I would have never guessed it here in Colorado.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, there's a lot of people that like him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So that happens later on this afternoon. I think the event gets underway at 1.
Yeah.
But what you have to worry about is the traffic after the event, because that's going to end around 4 or 5 o'clock, and that's drive time.
It was so funny. So while we were having this big meeting with our boss yesterday, right, about all kinds of stuff, including the Nash car, so we were talking about how we're so sick of the election and all that stuff, and like we can't wait to get the show. I mean, we don't talk about it really, but we just can't wait to like stop having all these commercials and everything. And our boss is so nice. He's like, those commercials, because you were talking about the one that legalized fentanyl or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever she did, whatever that was.
The lady that there's a commercial saying she decriminalized.
Decriminalized, yeah.
And I'm like, I can't vote for her. I won't vote for a person that decriminalizes fentanyl.
Right? And so our boss, he's so nice. Kabasima Mike is the nicest guy. And he goes, I just don't get these political commercials. He's like, how do you just get on there and just say the worst thing about other people?
And all like, the music is like, doom and
yeah,
gloom.
Exactly. And they're just like, Fred Flintstone is an ass. Oh my God, he rapes and pillages people.
And I think what they do too is we get closer to November, which I think it's the first
25
Tuesday.
Days.
Yeah.
I think as it gets closer, they get worse.
Yeah, they do.
They crank it up. They take it to a new level with these commercials.
She's going to dig Colorado a new grave.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awful. And he's right. When I was driving home, I started laughing. I was like, he's not wrong. Like, they get on there and they say the worst things about each other.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
I draw the line at decriminalizing fentanyl. Okay?
That's real bad.
You. I don't know who you are. Never heard of you before, but I just saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
I will not.
Well, the thing is, we don't even know if these commercials are true. Nobody has to prove anything.
And sometimes they do the fact checks and they're like 90% wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You would think that there could be lawsuits there. I mean, if you blatantly come out and say somebody wants to make fentanyl, legal, and we all know that can't be true. There's no way. I mean, fentanyl is used in the medical profession, but it's not a street drug that should be level or legal.
I don't know.
It's just crazy.
But the funny part is they just go for it. They don't care if they're lying or not. Those politicians for you.
No shit. I mentioned this yesterday because I'm so sick of it on my feeds. I'm sick of, I had the last chance this morning. I get an email this morning and it says last chance for me to donate $10 to somebody. It's like, I'm not donating $10 to somebody.
I was asked for a dollar yesterday. $1. Yeah. Yeah. $1. I was like,
what's that going to do?
Yeah. I have never written the word stop more in my life.
Oh, my God.
And even then, I still get like five texts a day.
I do
day.
Too. But I put stop on all of them, but other people didn't come. Like, who's Ted Cruz or whatever? Who? I don't even know.
Some guy down in Texas.
Oh, well, yeah. He wrote me.
Yeah, he did. He begging for money.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Okay, because that's funny because my desktop thinks I'm a Democrat. So,
but your phone.
But my phone thinks I'm a Republican.
Everybody's bombarded by both parties. We all are.
Oh, my God. So
I get
crazy.
Democrat, I get Republican. I get it all. We get it all.
Yeah.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's next here on the program. Stand by.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Where's that big clock?
The big clock
that's like red.
Oh.
Where did that go?
Oh, it's not been in here in a long time. Yeah. They took it out of here when we left the studio to go over to the other studio.
I feel like we need that digital one.
Yeah, I need that because I can't sit here and like do time and math.
You can't?
No. Because I like to glance over it over and over. So, you guys, we had a meeting yesterday, and the boss like, you gotta make the tabloid trash a lot quicker. So I only have 90 seconds to do this, so I'm going to do it really, really fast. So Sean Diddy comes, I guess the trial is set for May 2025. And also I have some audio of some girl that used to date Travis Kelce. Here it is.
Which one is it?
Number one.
I would be lying if I said that level of hate and just like online chaos doesn't impact me. It does.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
Yeah. So you still experience it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go to my most recent post and it will be people debating each other why I am worthless and I'll never be a talented person and I have no career and I'm a bum and I just.
But what was the reason for that? You left with grace. I don't feel like
and
there was
nothing to do with me. I don't know. I think that there's something about that level of fame that attracts crazy people.
You know, I do feel sorry for her. That's Travis Kelce's ex. And I actually do feel sorry for her. Her name is Kayla. And anytime she posts anything, like, you know, she can post a picture of a puppy and they come after her.
It's not fair.
It isn't fair. She didn't do anything wrong.
And just because you love Taylor Swift doesn't mean you have to attack everybody that doesn't. I mean, it's no different than politics.
Yeah.
That's what this is like.
Yeah.
It's like the Trump people hate these people. These people hate the Trump people. Back and forth. Taylor Swift fans, you attack anybody that says, we get it every day here.
Yeah, we do.
If we say anything bad about Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce, boom, here they come, out of the woodwork. Oh, we're a piece of crap.
Well, can you imagine being her? I mean,
no
this
kidding.
Poor girl.
Oh, it's probably relentless.
Yeah. I mean, she said basically she posted a picture of a puppy and then they started writing like, you're so worthless.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
You know, and down the road, people are going to really start hating you as a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Because you're that judgmental.
Exactly. And this poor girl didn't do anything.
And I hope it does happen.
And she didn't like give anything about Travis. Like she never said like he had a tiny wiener or, you know, she never went after him. I mean, she could have said so many things about him because she could even write a book because right now these Taylor Swift fans are so rabid about, you know, everything that they would buy it. But she didn't do that. She didn't exploit him and their relationship.
No.
I mean, because, you know, she could make money off of it.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Write a tell-all book about Travis Kelce and what he's like in the bedroom.
Yeah, but I mean, her life would be in danger.
Well, I mean, how's it going for her so far?
I know, but
what does she do for a living? By the way,
she's like a sports. I think she's a sportscaster.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, okay. She works in the sports industry.
Poor thing. All right, that Christina Hall, man, she is a looker, right, from HGTV, but she gets divorced a lot. She gets married and divorced so many times. She then has babies with everybody she has a kid with or gets married to. Yeah. It's bizarre.
So I don't know her.
She was married to that. He has that weird name. Remember, he ran outside and then
because he's with the girl from Selling Sunset.
Yeah, what's the name? Hawk Haw. No, I don't know. Anyway, but then he married another guy And that guy was on a TV show about old cars. She married a guy. He did a TV show about old cars or something.
Oh, Tarek.
Tarek. Yeah. Remember Tarek?
No.
Well, we talked about him a lot. Anyway, so she had a couple of kids with him. Then she married the guy that was on the TV show that had some sports cars or whatever. She had a kid with him. He's now with, what's that girl's name? Hold on. Diaries. Anybody?
Reese?
No. Looks like her a little bit.
Reese Witherspoon?
Looks like her.
I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Christina Hall, the whole thing is that her newest ex, Joshua Hall, has requested an immediate order to prevent her from selling their Tennessee home. So, I guess she bought the house and he lives in there with his kids or whatever, and she's trying to sell it out from under him. Kick him to the curb. Yeah. So he wants a protective order. By the way, they filed for a divorce in July, and she wants him out of the house that she bought. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Got to sell it, baby.
She's hot. She does all the commercials for the bathroom remodel thing.
I'd probably know her if I saw her.
Yeah.
You would. I feel like you would.
Yeah, she does the bath remodel stuff.
Oh. And that car guy's aunt.
Yeah, aunt. And he's with...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, come on.
Hold on.
You know Diaries, the Bridget...
it's not Anne Hathaway.
Bridget Diary... Never mind. This is why the boss wants me to hurry up and do Tableau Trash, because I don't have any of my facts right. It's really
driving... Renee Zellweger?
Yeah! Aunt's with her now.
Sorry, we had to go to the family tree, the whole dynamic.
Do you guys want to know anything else about her? My God. All right, hey, what's this T-Swift impersonator?
So this is a person who has a band, and she makes $18,000 a show just doing Taylor Swift songs because she looks like Taylor Swift.
Does she sound like her?
I haven't heard her sing, but she does look a lot like her.
Well, then what's this?
It's an interview from the Swiftie podcast where she just talks about how much money she's made.
Oh, gotcha. All right, here it is. Number two.
I don't have to go to my normal people job anymore.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I know you've stayed away from this question a little bit, but can I ask what's the highest you've made so far? $18,000. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
But that's with the full, but as far as take home, that's going to be much different because we're staffing 11 people. The goal is to be touring internationally. That's the goal. And I know we can do it.
Yeah.
We just have to, we're creating the product right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, those bands are very successful.
The cover bands.
Well, impersonators, because you have a Bee Gees band that tours out there. There's several groups that have these bands, and they're really good, and they make a lot of money. Solid.
Crazy.
If you can do it, why not?
Yeah.
So you should be like you know what you should do? It's like Trans Swiftie.
Trans Swiftie?
Yeah.
I'd be a good Trans
You
Swiftie.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that. Make 18,000. Come on, let's go. She does kind of look like Taylor, although I think she's a little sexier.
So that's, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ. Jamie Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know how many people went out and saw it last night, but the Great Northern Lights were incredible for Colorado.
Were they?
Oh, my goodness. My wife gets up, her and Frog, they take off at like, I don't know, 10:30. They drive like 4 or 5 miles to get out of the light pollution so they can see it. And the pictures sent are awesome. And I guess there being a lot of people are posting pictures this morning.
A ton.
But I guess the light show last night, why did they promote it more? Like this was going to happen.
I was so mad because on our neighborhood Facebook page, Bree saw it like 9 o'clock at night. And I go outside. I'm like, oh, this is cool, right? And I can't see anything. And she was like, yeah, I think we can't see it right now because it was posted like close to sunset. Oh, really? It looks like all the pictures were like close to sunset, and it was like this nice red in the sky.
But I guess Lisa went at 10:30.
Yeah, she went at 10:30.
Yeah. We tried to go outside. We couldn't see it.
They're saying that last night's display here in Colorado was as good as it gets.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed it.
But I didn't even see it coming.
No. No one was talking about it all day.
I didn't see it.
And what's going on? Why is it so prevalent now?
I have no idea.
It seems like it's every...
Because this is like the fourth time this summer.
Yeah.
And I feel like we went like 30 years without hearing about Northern Lights.
Yeah, I know.
Especially here in Colorado.
That's crazy.
I don't know why it's such
that's bizarre.
Yeah, it's such a display.
I know what it is. It's global warming.
Could be.
Yep, that's probably that.
Good.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, everything's global warming.
It sure appears that way. A lot of people saw it. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we do have a code word for you. Vegas, it's a flyaway to see Maroon 5. We also have the Frey tickets to give away. Busy weekend, Jamie. I got a busy weekend. I'm going down to the raceway tomorrow.
I know. I got you a jumpsuit.
You got me a jumpsuit.
I got you the official NASCAR jumpsuit.
I hope I can fit
I
in
do
it.
Too.
I'm going to go try it on here in a few minutes.
Oh, God.
We're going to try it here.
Okay.
Well, they're still used to me taking it.
But the thing is, you don't wear underwear. Can you keep your jeans on?
Well, if I keep my jeans on, I'm not going to slide into
it. It's the slide part that I'm worried about.
Just let him keep them.
I'm going to have to try it on during Free Willy. I got a Free Willy and slip into that sucker, man.
God.
Grease myself up and be ready to go.
So
I
this
don't
is
think
Saturday.
It's going to fit, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, so Saturday, and what time should people come down there?
To the raceway?
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. I have to get down there by 4 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I've been told. 4 p.m., the races start at 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's early.
Races start at 5, but I get to tour the pit area. Frog and I are going to go down
area.
There. Yeah, the pit area.
It's not like it's NASCAR, dude. They don't have big semi-trucks with their cars.
With the rigs.
And they're, they don't have, like, their motorhomes down there.
They don't have garages, individual garages.
They're not landing in helicopters to go drive their cars.
Why do you want to poo-poo my little event I got going on here? Can't we build it up to be big?
But it's just,
big
and I
huge?
Get to, but you said I get to.
I'm on the infield where the pit crews all operate out
it's
of.
It's his mom.
And I told Frog, I said, Frog, you got to stand out of the way when these cars come in there. They have to change tires in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to stay out of the way, buddy. You know, it's very aggressive in there. And so we don't get hit by a tire or a monkey wrench or something.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be down there at 4. Let me get back to the schedule.
Right, yeah.
We're headed
tour.
Into
the... at the tour right now.
Yeah, we're on the pit crew tour.
Okay.
And we're going to do that. And then the races start at 5.
Uh-huh.
And then intermission is somewhere around 6:30, 6:45, and that's when BJ night really
kicks
full
in. Oh, wow.
I think drone show, pony rides, all that stuff kicks off. Yeah, the pageantry really fires up around 6:30.
Okay, nice.
That's when I'm introduced to the crowd. I'll be there with my one jumpsuit here that Jamie brought in, if it fits.
Now, are you bringing security?
Yeah, security?
I think you're going to need it.
Yeah,
I am.
You're going to be mobbed.
I'm bringing Lisa. She got her gun permit.
Nice.
She'll be packing.
All right, so you'll be mobbed.
I'm going to be mobbed. Yeah. We'll do our 6 o'clock thing. And then with all the thousands of fans that are there, I'll take pictures, autographs. Don't be afraid to ask me for an autograph. Right? I mean, a lot of people, how squeamish people get, Jamie.
They
feel like they're bothering you.
Right? Yeah.
You're not bothering me. No. Just come right on. Ask for an autograph. I'm all for it.
And then you'll be selling Nash shirts.
I'll be selling Nash shirts. Now, I got to sell Nash shirts somewhere between 4 o'clock and 6:30, because once I'm off stage, I'm out of there. All right? I'm going to be honest, because they tell me that the races don't end until about 9:30.
Yeah.
I ain't staying till 9:30, okay?
Okay, all right.
So if they're going to wait to sell shirts after the event,
yeah,
I won't be there to hawk a shirt.
Again, you drive around 7? Is that what you
do? I think around 6:30.
Oh, 6:30.
I think around 6:30, I take my lap in a car.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I bet you are.
Yep, fired up, man.
This is exciting. Yeah. How much is a Nash shirt?
BJ Andretti. Huh?
How much is a Nash shirt?
$20.
Yeah. What was that?
I saw the shirt. It's not that good.
Wow, it's going to a great cause.
Going
it's supporting Nash.
Yeah. I like your attitude,
that was not
Carson.
Nice.
It's not a good shirt.
It is a good shirt.
Well
How do you know?
I just, the picture
I saw. You haven't seen it?
Very little cotton.
You have not even felt it. Very little cotton.
Maybe if you sign it.
Lots of polyester.
Sign the shirt.
We got a deal on them.
You don't even know anything about the shirt.
They were stuck on a truck somewhere down in El Paso.
Oh, my God. You're just making stuff up.
Right, it'll be fun. We're going to have a good time. So it's going to be a busy weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
You are going to have fun, actually.
Yeah. Frog is so excited. His little suit comes today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's got a little red. He's going to look like a Lightning McQueen down there.
That's going to be so fun. Making memories, my friend. Making memories.
Yeah. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the Maroon 5 flyaway to Vegas. We'll give you a code word coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And the Frey tickets on the way this morning, I think around 8:30 or so for your chance to win. Oh, by the way, there's a fire danger all weekend.
Oh, there is?
We haven't had rain in what? 6 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a long time. That a lot of cities went to stage two. So I wonder if they're going to go.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but it's not one. One is the worst. But I don't know what stage two is. I think maybe stage, well, I don't want to guess. I don't know.
I don't know what the stages are. Here's the problem. We have no rain, right?
Right.
Hadn't had it. The weekend weather is supposed to be extremely windy.
Oh, it
is? That's the problem. They're saying 20 to 25 mile per hour winds tomorrow. And if you're out on the plains, even worse, up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. And that's the problem for the weekend.
My guess is they're going to probably put it back to a number one.
I'd say it's going to be the high alert, whatever that
number
is.
Number one.
I don't know what
it's one.
Is.
Yeah. It's one.
All right, well, that's for the weekend, so be careful out there. I think every county, I would guess every county has the fire restrictions right now. I don't know.
Well, what I was saying is that they just gave up on them a little bit and gave us a number two, which is better than a one. And now it's like, oh my God, you're saying it's going to be windy and hot and horrible. Yeah. They're going to have to
They're definitely going to move.
Yeah. They were doing very adamant about it this morning on the reports that it's going to be extremely windy this weekend. Not extremely, but enough to be a problem for a fire. That's what you're saying. What else was I going to mention here? Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah.
He used to be here in Colorado. We didn't know that, did we?
I did not know that.
Nope. And then he...
In case you don't know who Lieutenant Dan is, he's the guy that rode out the hurricane, and everybody was begging him to get to a shelter. The cops even came and said, please go to a shelter, and he did not.
Right. And so they interviewed him yesterday, and I guess a lot of information started coming out that the guy has like 14 mugshots. He's been in trouble with the law many times. He also tried to set a woman on fire once, they said.
Dear God. And didn't he beat somebody with a violin?
Yeah, he beat up a cop or an EMT, wasn't it?
Yeah,
EMT with a violin. So he's a rowdy little dude.
Well, he used to be on Oxy. Yeah, but now he found Jesus. So.
How'd he lose his leg?
That I do not know.
Do we know that?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Hey, Chanel,
I haven't
heard that. Investigated that.
I haven't heard that part yet, but I'll look it up.
All right. He lost his leg somewhere along the way. All right. Here he is talking about living in Colorado.
God told me 5 years ago I was in Colorado. He put on my heart, Tampa, Florida, and get a boat. I woke up one morning with that on my heart, and that's all I could think about. And I left Colorado. I went to North Carolina. Left North Carolina. Came to Florida. I've been in Florida for 5 years. Stuck on the East Coast. Never came over.
He was here in Colorado. And then God said, you need to go to Tampa, Florida, and get yourself a boat and live on it.
Yeah.
Man. I wish God would tell me things like that.
Well, it's funny because my sister said that God spoke to her about adopting a child from, I forgot what country. And so she told her husband, she's like, God spoke to me in a dream. They're very religious, my sister and her ex-husband now. But anyway, and she said God spoke to her about adopting this child. And my brother-in-law said, that's weird. God didn't mention it to me.
Yeah. Well, I think here's the thing, though, Jamie. I get it. I get what you're saying, and I was going to say the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I wonder if my wife would buy it if I went home today and I said, "Honey, you're not going to believe this. Last night, God, while you were gone looking at those northern lights, God spoke to me, and he told me to go get myself a motorcycle now."
Right.
He said, go get it. Don't delay, BJ. I got to do it. I got it. Would she buy it? No, I don't think so.
Not a chance.
I don't think
so.
Yeah, probably
not. I
don't think that would fly.
Oh,
I
by
really
the way,
don't.
Speaking of God, how's your Bible reading going?
Oh, yeah, what's up there?
Yeah, how many pages are we up to?
I am 2 pages in, and that's the honest truth. That's the honest truth.
That was the update. The first update was 2 pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Carson, have you ever tried to read the Bible?
No.
It is hard to read.
There's a lot of
You have to go back and reread a sentence like 15 times. 2 pages.
It's
going to
take but 2 pages, like he said, was last week.
Yeah.
I know, Jamie. I know. I'm not arguing with you. I mean, on the surface, it looks slow.
It's not.
But if you're actually doing it like I am,
you just want to absorb it. Really absorb it. You know?
Each sentence is important.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. I know it looks slow to you, but you're not a Bible reader.
Right.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. This Lieutenant Dan guy, let me go back to him
real quick.
This guy has been offered $100,000 to buy a boat. By the way, that's not a lot for a boat.
No.
We mentioned that yesterday. But then they're saying that he's also going to get $1 million.
For what?
I forgot what the guy was offering him. Is that up front for the broadcast, the feed, for him to go out on the ocean and do everything live on, like, Rumble or something? I think that's
Kick
what it is.
Was the service that he got offered a deal for.
The Kick, right.
But I don't know what, like, financially they actually offered him.
I saw $1 million. I saw Kick offered him $1 million to do the broadcast for him, and that's for him to get his supplies and everything to hit the road or the water. And I saw where that one guy had offered $100,000 to buy the boat for him.
Oh, well.
So this guy, he's hit the jackpot off of a hurricane.
That's what happens when you find Jesus.
I guess so.
See?
I guess so.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Now, what exactly is it again?
I was completely wrong. Remember when we were going to be like accurate all the time or something?
Yeah.
accurate? I was completely wrong about the fire ban. So it goes 1, 2, 3, and 3 is the worst.
All right. Okay. I mentioned a few minutes ago that they've issued a fire ban or fire, I don't know,
watch.
Alert.
A fire watch.
Watch.
Yeah.
Okay, for the weekend because we haven't had rain in quite a while. It's dry out there. And we're supposed to get winds that kick up. The wind is supposed to be anywhere from 20 to 25 miles per
That's
hour
bad.
For the metro. And then on the eastern plains, even worse. And they're saying the conditions are just right.
Yeah.
So that's where we stand.
So whatever county you live in, check your local, because every county is different. Like in Douglas County, stage one, you can't even smoke outside your car.
Yeah.
A cigarette. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's what it said.
That you're not allowed to smoke?
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
It says you could smoke in vehicles or buildings.
Yeah.
But we have a smoking area. I don't see a sign out there that says, hey,
well, no, it's when, I know, but you're supposed to know it.
Oh, you're supposed to know?
Yeah.
You think? I don't think they stop smoking here at the building. I see them out there just puffing like crazy.
Well, and that's Denver, not Douglas County.
Yeah, so check your local county. Yeah. They're all different. Yeah.
All right. We got to get to tabloid trash because I'm running late this morning.
BJ, we had a whole meeting about this.
We had a meeting yesterday.
Oh, my
Jamie
God.
And I, we go down rabbit holes, they said.
Yeah.
And we have to keep the show on time.
Right.
And I'm having a tough time doing it because I've really screwed it up this morning. I haven't hit anything on time.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm trying my best to. So if you feel like that things are a little bit rushed today or different,
it's crazy. We literally had to sit down, and here's my notes from it.
Okay.
My notes say, "Stay focused, stay on time, no more rabbit holes."
Right.
That's what my notes say.
Jamie blamed me for all of it. Rabbit hole being a J, she called me.
Right? It's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, my God. So Spadil just ran in, and he said that Lieutenant Dan had everything pulled.
Really?
All his donations were pulled.
I told you yesterday.
I know you did.
I said, Jamie, this guy's a shyster.
But he found he used to be shady, but he found Jesus, and he cleaned up.
He's still shady.
Well, I mean, you can't. I mean, his past is his past.
Everyone loves a comeback story.
Yeah, I mean, if he found Jesus, he's not doing Oxycontin. Let's give him a break.
The guy tried to burn a woman up.
But that was when he
was on her and I didn't let her on fire.
But he was on Oxy, right?
Yes.
He's reformed.
He's reformed.
He's on something.
He decided to follow Jesus.
Here's the audio that Spadil just brought us.
Aiden Ross telling you he not getting you a boat no more.
He came to me. I never went to him. He offered it to me. I never asked for it. So then he turned around and he started seeing about my history. Well, you should have did that before you made the offer. You know, if you're worried about your image and who you have working for you, you should have done your due diligence and looked me up before you made me an offer of $100,000 sign-on bonus, $50,000 a month with a $100,000 boat. And I'm going to let you go because I don't care about that. But I'm going to tell you this.
He took the money away too?
Huh?
He took the $100,000?
Took that, as far as I know, everything.
I kind of feel bad for him. I mean... Talk about being like everybody raised him up, but now we just step on him and squish him like a bug. It's like, oh my God, poor guy.
He's only got one leg.
I know.
Oh, and by the way, Spadil looked up the story of the one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was driving like a Lime scooter, basically, and he smashed into a car while he was doing about 40 miles an hour, and it just messed his leg up so bad it got amputated.
Oh, God.
He needs to win the lottery. He's had a lot of bad luck
in his life. Yeah,
he really basically had the lottery, and then the guy just took it away.
Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying. We squish him like a bug. Lord.
Lieutenant Dan.
God.
I hear that he hates that name, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Forrest, it's a guy, it's, Forrest Gump, some guy on a boat with one leg.
I'm sure a bunch of people just come up to him, Lieutenant Dan, where's your leg?
All the time.
All the time.
Unbelievable.
God.
Well, we had a hurricane, man. I mean, a really serious thing, and this is what we get from it. We get some guy with one leg on a boat and a shyster. What a world.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, let's start with the traffic. I guess Pena is backed up to I-70. The former president is coming to town this afternoon.
Yeah, Trump's a problem.
Yeah, he's backed it all up. People are already going there.
Yeah, the gates open at 9 a.m., it says, but people are already showing up.
Yeah, so if you're waiting for a crash to be cleared up, that's not what's happening.
You know, I don't understand it, but, you know, to each his own. Look, I'll vote Donald Trump because I'm a Republican, okay? But I'd never go to a rally like this. I just wouldn't. It just...
Your wife wanted to go, so you're slamming her.
My wife wanted to go. And I'm not slamming people that go, but for me, I just don't see... I mean, there are very few rock bands I'd go see.
Well, you don't do anything, so we wouldn't expect you to go.
I race cars. Yes, I do. I'm going to the Speedway. I'll drive an hour and a half. And you got to figure that traffic for that Speedway is going to be backed up for miles.
But that's only because you were forced to go. You don't
want to
go.
No, I accepted a challenge, Jamie. That's the way I look at it. I was not forced to go. Yeah. I accepted a challenge.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what it is. All right. So everybody. Everybody be aware of that, okay? So that's what's going on. Let's see here. It says that Ella King gave an update on her relationship with her dad, Rob Schneider. You know, she's that singer, right? And her dad, Rob Schneider, there was a whole thing, and they have not talked at all.
That's because of Trump.
I guess so.
He's a Trump supporter, and she hates him. And so they've got a tiff over that.
Well, it's not just about that. Here's what she said. 2 months ago, she slammed her famous father for being toxic, also accusing him of sending her to fat camp, forgetting her birthdays, and being overall absent from her life as she was growing up.
Yeah.
So that's what she said. That's her words,
that's
not yours.
The words there, but yeah. I'm just saying that when we had this report a few weeks ago, it was something. It was there were other things too.
Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? This is a different stat. This is a weird story, you guys. Kevin Costner is joining a surf thriller film. That is so weird to me.
Doesn't
Kevin
make any
Costner.
Sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so weird. It says Kevin
Surfing?
Costner. Yep. He's joining
like a surfboard?
Yep.
In the ocean.
Yep.
Kevin Costner.
It's so weird. Huh. Yeah, it says it's described as a mashup that combines the kinetic energy of surf culture. Bro.
He is definitely not that. I mean, going from Yellowstone to that.
I know. Isn't that weird? And a horror movie. It's a surfing horror movie. I wonder if he'll be wearing a cowboy hat.
I don't know. I will tell you, he played a great golfer in that movie, so...
Yeah. Well,
he did 10 Cup. He played a great professional golfer.
He recruits a group of surfers on a journey to an uncharted island to pioneer the perfect wave. This is bizarre. He has lost his marbles. I don't know. Kanye West. This also is strange. Kanye West allegedly hired a fixer to investigate his ex-wife Kim Kardashian's family for illegal stuff. He also hired a private investigator to tail his current wife, Bianca, when she goes to visit her family in Australia. I guess some guy is suing Kanye because they said that he didn't pay him for all this stuff that he did, and also abused him verbally, saying that he was going to kill him and all this stuff.
That's a healthy relationship, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right? When you have to, yeah.
When you're hiring somebody to tail your wife?
Yeah, that is. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of trust in that one.
It's really bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That guy is nuts. Let's hear. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have donated $1 million to relief efforts of the hurricane. The CEO of Feeding America said these funds will help food banks provide basic needs like water, ready-to-eat food, and supplies to communities facing heartbreaking loss and long recovery. At least 13 people have died in Florida due to the hurricane. More than 2.6 million people were still without power due to the hurricane. So as you're in traffic and you're cussing and you're mad, just remember, you know, you're not them.
There are people yesterday that were giving Taylor Swift crap.
About what?
About her $5 million hurricane donation.
How could you do that?
Yeah. Well, because she's worth $1.6 billion, and they're saying that it wasn't enough.
Okay, but then you have Tom Brady that gave $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm not going that direction. What I'm saying is that are you people idiots that are slamming her for this? I don't discount anybody. I don't even discount the Tom Brady $100,000 offer. At least he gave... You know, it doesn't matter what the amount was. I don't look at that and judge it. She gave $5 million. That's a lot of money. I don't understand how people could be so judgmental over something like this.
I kind of was with Ryan Reynolds.
And really? I was with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was. In my head, I wouldn't say it out loud, but Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds giving $1 million when he's worth probably a billion.
See, I don't look at it like that. I think these people that if they give it all, good.
Well, I wouldn't say it out loud. I was just telling you what I said in my head. Like, yeah. Oh, that's a little.
I did the same thing with Tom Brady because he's worth $530 million and he gave $100,000. Seems a little
low.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's ex claimed that she's being bombarded with hate every single day due to his relationship with Taylor Swift. This Kayla, man, she's been through the ringer. And like I said earlier this morning, like she could write a tell-all book called Travis Kelce in Bed.
Yeah.
Because she dated him for a while and and you know, she could tell us every detail, like what he says dirty and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe what he is in bed is good and she doesn't want to put that out there.
Why? We would want to know that.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, I'm just saying that she didn't exploit him and she didn't make money off of him. So everybody should just kind of leave her alone. Yeah. You know, she didn't take the low road. Anyway, here she is talking about it.
I would be lying if I said that that level of hate and just like online chaos doesn't impact me. It does.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
Yeah. So you still experience it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go to my most recent post and it will be people debating each other why I am worthless and I'll never be a talented person and I have no career and I'm a bum and I just.
But what was the reason for that? You left with grace. I don't feel like there was
nothing to do with me. I don't know. I think that there's something about that level of fame that attracts crazy people.
Some Taylor fans are really nasty.
They're really mean.
I mean, because this isn't Taylor Swift. She's not the one saying things.
No.
She's not putting these posts out there on this Kayla girl, but it's her fans.
I know.
Like, really?
She said she can literally post a picture about puppies and all of a sudden people like say all these horrible things to her. Poor thing. Anyway, all right. I wanted to tell you one other thing. Oh, yeah. It was about Sean Diddy Combs. So he is going to stay in jail.
Yeah.
He didn't get released. It says that now they've actually set a trial date. It's going to be May 5th. I wonder if it'll be televised.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No, it's too much dirty
stuff. Oh, dirty stuff. Yeah.
I don't see that being televised.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about that baby oil on court TV.
I don't think it'll happen by then either. I mean, think about it. You've got 120 other clients that are wrapped into this. It's going to take forever to get all this stuff together.
I'm surprised it's this soon.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a couple of years.
A judge set a trial date for May 5th at a hearing in New York on Thursday. The trial is expected to last around a month, so we'll see what happens. All right, I'm done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I wonder if Elon Musk is out at the Gaylord with Trump today.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm reading some of the texts that are coming in, and they said, you guys, it's an absolute zoo out here at the in the Gaylord area. They said there's helicopters everywhere, there's cops in all the neighborhoods, and there's stands everywhere selling crap.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it sounds like... It sounds like a zoo out there.
Spadil just brought a picture in that someone sent. Who sent you the picture?
Nia, our traffic lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's everywhere, man.
Yeah.
So. She sent a picture, and the place is just absolutely packed. And the thing with the Gaylord is that you've got only a couple of ways to get in and out of there. And so traffic's going to be a nightmare out there all day today.
This is the time, if you ever thought of using the tram to get to the airport, you should use
Seriously.
It today.
Seriously. Yeah.
And if you're going to the airport and you don't know about what's happening out there with Trump being in town, and you get caught up in it, man, do you hate him then?
Oh, my God.
You are not going for him.
Nope.
He makes you miss a flight.
You're right.
It doesn't matter what the stance is, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Elon Musk, I bring that up for a reason, because yesterday he unveiled a car, a bus, all kind, a taxi, and then some robots.
Those robots are freaky deaky.
They're scary.
They are scary how human they are, you guys. They can actually understand and process what you're saying and then reply. It's bizarre.
And it looks like he stole the look from Star Wars.
I don't know. It's the guy, the one robot, he's pouring a beer, and then he says, the guy says, thank you. And he goes, sure, do you want to take my picture? And the guy goes, yeah. And he leans into the guy and does a peace sign.
He actually poses for the picture. It's crazy.
So weird.
Pretty wild, man. Yeah. These things are on the way. He says that at some point we're going to be able to buy these things to do chores for us around the house.
And watch our kids. I would never let that thing watch my kid.
I know, that'd be weird. Right? And then what... The one guy said, what's the hardest part about being a robot? And he says, the hardest part about being a robot is learning to be more human, just like you.
How freaky.
That would be tough.
It was so weird.
All right, Spadil, what is this audio?
It's him talking about how much the robots are going to cost and what they can do.
All right, here we go. Elon Musk.
The Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term. So, and what can it do? It'll basically... do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids, it can walk your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks, whatever you can think of, it will do.
Oh my God, I finally get a laundry buddy.
Yeah. I finally get a friend.
Hey, you get the socks.
I don't even have a friend.
Yeah, there you go.
One of these.
You can buy a
You got to figure, man, $25,000 to $30,000 for one of these. That's cheaper than having a kid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, there you go.
I mean, the fact that it pours a beer, tells me it can do laundry. Right.
Do you think that we will get to that point?
Remember when you didn't believe that we'd get to electric cars?
Yeah, but this is a whole different level here.
You're like, Jamie, nobody was ever going to drive electric cars. Now they're everywhere.
But these robots are so simple so that they can be like scaled up to mass production. I think that it's going to be in the next 10 years we'll see this
for
stuff.
For sure.
And it
I
would
agree.
Be great to have someone mow my lawn for me.
I know.
And not
all,
have to pay
all
him
the,
or anything.
To think about like how great it would be, I agree with you. But the bad part is, what if it grabs my gun?
Yeah.
You know?
It gets a mind of its own or someone hacks it.
Yeah, or it knows like... what you do with a gun is you shoot it. And so he points it at me and shoots me.
Or he steals your bank card.
Oh, right.
Wipes you out.
What is he going to do?
Take somebody and goes on the run, Jamie.
He's going to go to Hawaii.
If they're going to be this smart, what if they... Yeah, and he jumps in one of those cars. He's going to know how to drive.
It's like, I want to live.
He comes from the same factory.
Steals all your stuff.
Now,
who knows what they're going
to
do?
Now, how about this? What if you want to take him with you, to be, to serve you or whatever, if you travel... How does he get on an airplane?
Like, you got to buy him a seat.
No, I mean, but does he have an ID?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how does that
he's
work?
Got a serial number. Well, he would have a serial number, so that would be his ID.
There's no way a commercial airline would let that on a plane.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah. I also think it would probably weigh too much. I'm sure that they're probably like 300 pounds
pretty
or
heavy,
something like that. And then B, all the electronics that are inside of it, I feel like it would just be too easy to hide something bad in there.
Oh, that's true. Going through scanning?
Yeah.
Yeah. And does my robot really want to lay down and go through that scanner?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Go through the x-ray machine. Here you go.
You can travel on an airplane if you're 300 pounds.
Yeah, you
what
really
the hell are you talking about, dude?
I meant like 800 pounds.
Okay, well, you said 300 pounds. Yeah. There are plenty of people that are 300 pounds and fly on an airplane.
That's so rude.
Yeah, you rude son of a. You know what?
I already called him that and actually said the words.
I know. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we have tickets to the fray.
Yeah, we do. I gotta interrupt you for a second. I think we did something really bad.
What do you mean?
I think we put stuff in people's heads.
About
our show. So remember I said, oh, we had, like I told everybody our notes about our meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
And that we need to stay focused and no rabbit holes and all this stuff.
Yeah,
people are saying like, oh my God, you guys are so scripted now. You're not going down any rabbit holes. Like you guys suck. You're so boring. I feel like we're exactly the same. We're not.
I do too.
I haven't even thought about rabbit holes or not rabbit holes, but I think we put it in people's brains.
Yeah.
That we're not doing rabbit holes, but right now is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, this wasn't planned.
If you want a rabbit hole, we'll give you a rabbit hole.
There's right. Literally nothing on this show planned. So I think we did that to them. So yeah. I apologize for that because literally we don't know what the hell we're even going to talk about.
I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to be racing this weekend.
You sure
and
are.
And we have NASCAR coming up in about 35 minutes.
Yep.
He's going to lay it all out for me, what they got planned. Because I really don't know.
The pageantry.
I'm just going to walk in there and whatever unfolds. But I'm sure he's behind the scenes and he can tell me exactly what they're planning. I don't know what time the parade starts, but should be huge.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm going to be down at El Paso County Speedway,
mm-hmm.
or Raceway, whatever it's called. And I'll be down there on Saturday night, tomorrow night, and we're going racing, folks.
Yeah, and he's driving a car.
Yep.
I hope you don't crash.
Well, me too.
And you haven't even tried on the racing suit I brought you.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I think it's too small, but I'll give it a shot here in a few minutes.
Okay,
I thought I'd put it on right before Nash comes on,
so
I feel the vibe of the program it's unfolding, you know? Yeah, I don't want to jump into it too quickly here. Then all you're going to get is 45 minutes of just racing talk.
God.
For me, you know?
Lord, yep.
Mm. All right, what happened with this gold mine? This thing is national news. Now, look, it's a Friday. Everybody in a good mood, you know. You got Trump in town. They're celebrating out there at the Gaylord.
A lot of people are not celebrating because they're stuck in traffic.
Some people aren't celebrating because you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I get it. Yep. Okay. But this gold mine, there's a gold mine that, is this an old abandoned mine or something that we're
actually
working
on? Dude, I didn't even know it happened, so no one ask me any
questions. It's like a tourist attraction. They give tours and stuff like that.
So it's an old mine that now is set up as you can buy a ticket to go in and tour this.
Correct. I didn't even know we had that here.
I didn't either. Yeah. I had no idea. I guess 12 people got trapped inside of it. It started collapsing on the inside. Here's the story. Hang on a second.
I'll wait.
Gotta get the story.
Dozen people trapped in an old gold mine have been rescued following a deadly accident. The situation started this afternoon when an elevator carrying a dozen people malfunctioned. It was 500 feet underground. One person died. The others were quickly rescued. But a dozen more people were stuck at the bottom of that mine for hours. This happened at the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine in Cripple Creek. The historic town is about an hour west of Colorado Springs. That mine is not active, but it is a popular stop for tourists.
Holy cow.
Wow, I didn't even know we had that. That's crazy.
I didn't either.
I've been to Cripple Creek, too. I've never even seen it.
They have elevators that you can go 500 feet down in this thing, and they got stuck in there, 12 of them, and one died.
Yeah.
But the others, they got rescued.
And then down there for hours, I would start panicking so bad.
Yeah, they were
so
down
bad.
There for 6 hours.
Six hours? Oh,
I had no idea you could buy a ticket and go down in an old gold mine.
Me either.
Down in Cripple Creek. I had no idea that you could do this.
I think I'd be fine for hour one. But then, going into hour two, I'm like, you guys, we're going to die down here.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know? You're that far down?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see anything.
By the way, those northern lights are back again tonight. They're just here every single night, it seems.
Okay, so I have a way for you guys to see them, because my friend Julie just told me. So if you want to see them better, what you do is you take your phone and you turn it into night mode, your camera, into night mode, and they show up so much better. That's why people are getting really, really great pictures of it, yeah, because it's a night mode.
But make sure you hold it still because it takes a little while for it to process. Yeah. So yeah, don't just like take it and then just move it.
Right, because then it'll look like, well, then it'll look like blurry. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. Like it's moving. Yeah, so.
Really?
Yep, that's what she said.
So in human eyes, they don't look as magnificent as they do on the phone?
That's what I'm understanding.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Because my wife and son, they went out to see the, and they're traveling right now, and they're going to be mad that I say this, but the pictures they sent me are not that impressive.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. Look,
listen, Jake, wow. Let me show you a picture, okay? Right. And I don't think she turned on the night mode thing, what you're talking about, Jamie.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that.
By the way, how many people are sick of social media seeing all these pictures?
Oh, my God.
My whole feed. I mean, like, yesterday was all hurricane. Today, it's just nothing but this.
Let me see your picture real quick here, okay? You have, because you showed it to me a few minutes ago. And it's pretty impressive. And this was in Southern Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my picture. Take a look at my picture.
Oh, it's not bad. What are you playing behind it?
Oh, it's them talking. They're shooting it. That's something else.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know where it's coming from.
It's from me.
Yeah, it's not mine.
I was like, where is that coming
from? That's not me.
Oh, my God. I was trying to find that picture, and I went to look at yours, and I got on a video. Yeah. That's so funny.
I think that she didn't. And the picture's not horrible. It's just it's not as vibrant as some of the pictures I'm seeing online in other feeds. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe they got a better view. Maybe they had less light pollution or something like that. But it could be that they don't have on that night mode.
Yeah, maybe
on on the camera.
Yeah, but it's still that's a pretty good picture.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for Colorado,
yeah,
not too bad, I guess.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was talking about what I'm doing for the weekend with the racetrack and everything. I haven't brought up Spadil. He's got his big date this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Spadil and Liz. This is the girl he met at Bar Bingo. And this girl, he's on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
He's getting the winner for the fray.
Understood.
And he met the girl at Bar Bingo. Jamie brings him up front. Man, does she lay one on him.
Yeah, they mapped out.
Yeah, they're doing that old, what you call it,
tonsil hockey.
Tonsil hockey, yep.
Man, they laid it on each other right there in front of everybody. And then they swapped numbers. Well, they've had a little, I don't know, tough time hooking up because of her work schedule. For one day.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend is going to be the first date. So, Spadil.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
It's looking good. So we've decided that we're going to meet at Brooklyn's.
Okay.
Which is the place like right across from Ball Arena.
Right.
And then we'll get some food and then we'll go head over to the game. And
what time are you guys going to go there? Because it is so
get
packed.
Get there early, dude.
Like so packed.
I think that's kind of like we're going to play it by ear. She did mention that it does get busy, so we might have to just go get food at Ball Arena.
You should get there at 4:45. Yeah, I'm telling you right
because
now.
Because, I mean, you can't even get in the
door. Even though the game's 7, you guys can chill, 7? Grab a table. Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk to her for 2 hours and then also at the hockey game.
I'm telling you right now, man, if you want a chance to get food, get there at 4:45, latest 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, because it...
Yeah, I will be really hungry right then, too.
Now, all indication with the messaging going back and forth, do you feel like that this is going to be just a stellar night, that she's really into it and can't wait?
Yeah, she's been messaging me that she's super excited to hang out, and she like hasn't gone out on a date with someone for a while, so she's very excited about that.
No
nice.
Kidding. Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's a looker, too.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Wow.
All right, going to a hockey game, man.
What are you
going to
wear?
I actually need to go buy a new shirt because I really only have that one that's like that purple nice shirt that I wear. So I gotta get another one.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got to go shopping. Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to go over to like Nordstrom's Rack and just see what I can find.
Oof. All right. Nordstrom. That's a little expensive.
Nordstrom's Rack?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was cheap.
No.
No, just because it's called the Rack, it's not like Goodwill or anything.
No, because all of it's still designer, so something that was $500 is now $450.
Yeah. I thought it was like Goodwill designer stuff.
No.
You need to go to Ross.
Ross?
Yeah, or TJ Maxx.
Okay.
Something like
Actually,
that.
Actually, they got some good clothes.
Because BJ is the king of fashion.
Yeah. Well, I am when it comes to somebody like him. Now, I can't direct you. Carson, I can't direct him. He's a pretty boy. But I can do it with Spadil. Spadil's right there with my league.
You know, I still think I'm going to go to the Rack.
If you really want to go top end, go down to Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's is good.
I think the
honestly though, Kohl's does not disappoint as far as a long sleeve button down shirt.
No, they really don't.
They really don't. I mean, I'm not kidding.
That's where I got that purple one at.
Yeah, yeah. They don't disappoint.
TJ Maxx.
Well, yeah, but you have to dig through that crap. It's just, nothing's
TJ
organized.
Maxx and Ross, you do
at
have
Ross
to
and TJ
shift.
Maxx, I have a really hard time finding my size because I'm just such a common like size clothing.
Yeah, and I feel like you have to dig and find, you know, it's like, oof.
Yeah, but you'll save an extra $3. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. So everything looks good. Now, the transportation. Are you picking her up in your car?
No, he said they're meeting.
No, we're meeting there.
Yeah. Are you going to run her home afterwards, though?
No, they're meeting.
Yeah.
Well, if he's driving down there, are you driving?
No, I'm not going to drive down there.
Okay, because I'm picturing that he's taking a car. He's going to meet her down there. But after the event's over, she's got to go home.
Yeah, I'm guessing that I'm going to have some drinks because it's 7 o'clock and it's an Avalanche game. So I'll probably have 2 or 3 drinks. So I shouldn't drive home.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call on your part.
Somebody said, hey, Carson, why don't you loan him an Avalanche jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see?
Yeah, if you want. Would it fit you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you want a jersey,
you're
I got
bigger than I am. Like physically, like your chest is.
But
way
did you hear that?
Me.
Yeah. That means no.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to at all. Those are his prized
on,
possessions.
No,
he got a Forsberg I can use,
and I just got him dry cleaned.
What about like a wall? Yeah. You got a Sakic?
You got a Roy?
Hey,
you got a Roy?
Hey, I'll meet you at Brooklyn's. Look for me.
All right.
I'll have it for you, man.
That ain't going to happen. You better get over to TJ Maxx fast.
Her story. Thank God.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I feel so bad for my friend. I guess it's Parents Week in Montana. And she has a 3:30 flight.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Getting to the airport's going to be a real pain today.
Yeah.
And it's going to be this way all day today. There's no stopping it. You know, I mean, Pena Boulevard is backed up. You've got Tower Roads backed up. You got the former president there at Gaylord, and it's causing all kinds of problems.
Yep. And, I mean, they're leaving at 12:30. I don't even know if that's going to be enough time.
Yeah,
I'm thinking take the tram.
What time's the flight?
3:30.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I don't know what the conditions are. We heard the last report that Nia had from the airport, and it's not good.
No, she said, I don't have any help for you. Yeah. Like, wow. But, I mean, there is it the M train or something? What's that one train that goes?
A-line.
A-line. But it always breaks.
Yeah, a lot.
No. That's a gamble.
Yeah. But maybe today it won't break.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be lucky.
A-train. All right. Anyway, so just be aware of that it's a zoo. They're saying
I'm looking at some of the pictures here on my feed,
yeah.
And it is absolutely crazy to the amount of people that's out there at the Gaylord right now. It is wild.
I never thought of the Gaylord as like holding a bunch of people, though. I mean, I've been out there several times. I don't know
where exactly is this speech going to happen at, and what's the capacity there? Because I can't think of any place out there that holds more than 4,000 or 5,000 people.
It's got to be outdoors.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. All right, so just be aware that that's going on. The Golden Bachelorette, are you watching it?
I missed this week's episode because of the Avs game.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's a person on there. His name is Guy, and they found out he had a restraining order put against him from his ex-wife.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody's up in arms about this.
He's an ER doctor.
Oh, he is?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, so everybody's like, should he be taken off the show? Because, you know, he has a restraining order.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to get a restraining order.
I can't believe they didn't. Did they
I know
not
they didn't
find
vet
that
it
in his background.
Yeah, right. Like, why hasn't he vetted? So that's a big deal going on. Also, the other big thing today is so exciting. I know it's BJ race weekend, but today is also a huge day for BJ because it's World Coming Out Day.
Yeah, today. Oh. What? Coming out of where? Coming out of the building or something? Where am I coming out of?
It's World Coming Out Day. Congratulations, BJ. Well,
I'm not sure I get the joke. Coming out of where? Where am I coming from?
Lord. Anyway, Polis, he made a big announcement. I guess it's World Coming Out Day. And, so come out if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean.
Where do you come out at? Just like online?
Right now you could if you wanted to. Like you would if like you would say to everybody.
I don't know the exact rules of coming out.
I think you would say to everybody like, hey, everybody, I have something to say to you on World Coming Out Day. And you'd just say, I am a bisexual.
No, but I will come out and say this. I will race for the first time this weekend.
Yes, you
down
will.
Down at El Paso Speedway, folks. God. I am coming out as a race driver.
Oh, by the way, John at Highlands Ranch Imports, yeah. He has an outfit for you with a little, like he has your name, BJ, on a little patch. Whoa. And he wants you to come work for him.
You could be a mechanic.
Yeah, he wants you to be
a... I don't want to be a mechanic. No, I'm a driver.
But he said that now that, you know, because you were talking about like, oh yeah, the wrench and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't want to actually take engines out or anything. I just want to zip around the track.
Okay, all right. Well, he said there's a job for you if you want it.
You could be on Nash's crew. Think about that.
Well, I did look at him. I go, John, he knows nothing about car engines.
Very little. Very little.
I was like, I mean, we're lucky if he gets the windshield wiper fluid in the windshield wiper fluid holder and not in the, you know, like transmission fluid.
Or the oil.
Anyhow.
Could happen. Good. But I'm a hell of a driver.
You are a hell of a driver. I can't wait to see this. And he, by the way, they have a GoPro all set up. I'm not sure if it's live or if they're going to download it, but we'll get to see the action.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to Dash here in about 15 minutes, okay. So stand by.
This is very exciting. Big. All right, P. Diddy. Unfortunately, I apologize for that. They say that he is going to stay in jail until May 5th. They have scheduled a hearing for P. Diddy. His lawyers, they were talking to his lawyers, and they said, what's going on with him? And I guess he hates the food.
I wonder, oh, he does? Uh-huh. He hates the food. I heard that a lot of the inmates are scared of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. They say that he's got a lot of power in there.
They say that he has to get up at 6 a.m., well, 5 a.m., and sweep, and then he has to make his bed. He then has a choice of cereal. He gets fruit and a breakfast cake. That's a breakfast cake. Then lunch is at 11 a.m. They usually serve fish, beef tacos, or hamburger. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, it's a very special lunch, and they get eggs and a biscuit. So, really? Yeah, they have breakfast for lunch.
That jail's not a bad thing, is it?
I'm thinking like this doesn't sound bad. For dinner, you get they switch it up between fajitas, pastas, and roast beefs. And then he was in court. They actually showed him in court. And he was wearing a prison outfit that was just all tan. And they said he stood motionless, looked straight ahead. His mom and kids were in the audience, and he waved at them when he left.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What? I mean, from going to baller to that.
See, that's the hardest part, though. He literally did whatever he wanted. He could have whatever he wanted, so it would be.
You know what? What I think is the hardest part is that he's sitting in there knowing that he's not going home for the next 20 years at least. He knows that. His lawyers know that. I mean, this whole thing about, hey, let me out of jail, this or a trial in May, and then you'll be, vindicated on this. No, you're going to prison, and you're going to be there for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
He never thought this would catch up with him, ever.
No, he is facing reality.
Yeah, he is.
And that tape of him beating up that woman, that didn't help any at all.
They tried to get that pulled. They said that it was leaked by the government, and then the prosecution wrote a letter to the judge saying it absolutely was never leaked. CNN had it before, you know, anybody.
He's a bad dude.
He is a bad dude.
You know what? He's going to where he belongs.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yes. So,
you know what? Do the crime, pay the time.
Exactly. Do the time. If you do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You were close, though, JB. I got to give you props on that.
Thanks. T.I. has announced he's retiring from performing. I'm sorry, I didn't know T.I. was ever performing.
Me either.
Like, you know, he won that $71 million lawsuit. He and his ex-wife, or she's still married to him, Tiny. They won $71 million with those Brat dolls because they said that they stole the little group they support. And $71 million, of course you're going to retire.
Yeah.
But I think it's being appealed. I'm not sure.
T.I.?
T.I.
Hmm.
I didn't even know he performed. Have you guys?
No.
It's like, what? Oh, thanks for announcing it. I didn't know. There's going to be a Big Bang Theory spinoff. I love the Big Bang Theory. But the spinoff sounds weird. It's all the other characters that were on it. Like the scientist, he's going to be on it. The guy that ran the comic store, he's going to be on it. But none of the original characters. So we'll see how that goes. But Chuck Lorre is the executive producer of it, which he is of the original one, right? I was thinking, how many hit shows Chuck Lorre has? It's insane.
I have no idea.
Right? I mean,
I would guess at least 30.
He has he had The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Two and a Half Men. I mean, he must
over the years, yeah. He's got his, and not even that would
Garmin,
be
Greg.
All his, but he's a part of, you know?
Well, no, there's he's the creator. Yeah, he's the creator of all
I'm
those.
Saying there's others, too, that he's just a part of.
Look at all those, Spadil.
Yeah, there's a lot. Roseanne. Mike and Molly was pretty big
wow,
for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roseanne?
Yeah, it says Roseanne on his
holy
list of shows.
Crap. Oh, Grace Under Fire. Remember that lady?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her? Remember, she's like, oh, like that. She's blonde. Wasn't she like an alcoholic or something?
I don't know.
I forgot her name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's see here. What else do I have? Hold on. I had some other stuff, but I can't even find it. All right, there you go. Tablet track.
Art, when we come back.
Whoops.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, damn.
What?
The Dale Earnhardt of radio.
Oh,
me.
That's you.
Me.
That is you.
Oh, wait. He crashed.
Wait, he died.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Never mind.
How about Richard Petty?
Let me start over.
Wait, Richard Petty's kind of old. Hold on. How about, what's the hot one that he's kind of little? Not Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson's hot, but it's the other one.
What
has a racing
name?
Team.
There's a Bush, too.
He kind of looks...
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon.
The guy
that kind of looks like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon. That's,
right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeff Gordon of... never mind. We'll talk to Nash. When we come back, we'll talk to Nash about the Speedway and the big event going on tomorrow night. All right, that's next, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Well, when you see these pictures on social media today of the Gaylord and all those people out there, that's exactly how it's going to look at the racetrack tomorrow
night.
Oh, yeah,
right, yeah.
Yeah, when BJ
helicopters
shows up.
Helicopters overhead, the police all over the different suburbs, just, yeah.
When I show up for BJ night down at the
space,
down at the raceway, and Nash is on the line with us. Nash is the NASCAR driver that's on the circuit here in Colorado that's in first place currently, has won for the season, actually, and he's the one invited me down there and then turned it into BJ night.
This is going to be huge.
Good morning, Nash.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Are you excited?
I am very excited.
Are the phones ringing off the wall?
I am a little anxious, but it's going to be a blast.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh. Why are you anxious?
Yeah, why are you anxious?
There's some work to be done on the car. We just got to do some basic maintenance.
Oh,
we
no.
want to make sure everything is correct.
Oh, no.
We're doing an oil change.
Oh, no.
Listen. It's just basic maintenance. We're not tearing a tranny out.
Okay. Yeah.
So
all right.
We're just making sure everything is good. And
yeah. Well, today is coming out day, so if you want to take that tranny out.
What?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? You're on the air.
That was fun. Taking a tranny out at a wine and diner.
Oh,
get it? All right. So we're all set tomorrow night. Car's going to be running. I get to drive the car tomorrow night. We're at the racetrack. All the festivities kick off at 5 o'clock. Ticket sales, from what I understand, Nash, are just completely out the door.
They're out of control.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's usually packed day all the time. So
let's go through some of the pageantry. All right, so BJ's going to get down there at what time?
I'll be there by 4:15, 4:30 at the latest.
Okay, so what happens next? Take us through the day.
So usually around 4 to 4:30, we'll pack the track. We'll roll the track in. That's where we all go out. After they water it and we make it nice and smooth.
They pack the dirt down,
oh,
Jamie.
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
Race talk.
Okay. Oh.
Just thought I'd translate
right,
for you. All right,
track.
Go ahead. Pack the track. Go
all
ahead.
Right.
And then usually we go into hot laps, which is kind of our quick practice session.
Okay.
And then we'll do that. We'll get it over with. We'll change the car, whatever we need. And then we'll go straight into our heat races, which is our before.
Yeah. Got to heat.
Yeah. Okay.
Those heat races, they determine where you start in the race, Jamie. What place you start.
Thank you for mansplaining.
Again, it's racetrack. It's racetrack talk.
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead, Nash.
And then we have the big show, our main.
That's me.
It's usually that's that. Me. That's the main.
Me? Wait, that's me? Then, big show?
He hasn't mentioned you at all.
No.
Oh.
Nash, when am I introduced to the crowd? When do I get to drive the car?
So far, I haven't heard any pageantry.
Yeah. I mean, you're
here. Here's your choice. because we also talked to Joe about this.
All right.
You can do intermission, which is after our heat races.
Okay.
So you'll go out there for a few laps. Usually intermission is about 20 minutes long.
All right,
I don't
know
about tomorrow. Yeah. So they're either going to let you go out for a few laps by yourself during intermission, or you can do the mechanics race.
Oh, where you can actually
race.
Where
you're out there with other people.
That's kind of
just
exciting.
Like they've never been in a car before. So it's their first time.
Their first time, too?
This is kind of exciting.
I'll run those clowns off the road.
I want you to do the mechanic race.
Yeah. I'll do the mechanic race.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, am I going to have a car that's running?
You are going to have a car that's running.
Okay, but I still haven't heard about, like, the parade, the drone show.
Yeah, where's the parade and drone show? What about the dancing
girls?
And
the fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about all that?
Pony rides.
I actually don't know about all that. So, that's not a me thing. That's a
you thing.
That's a promoter kind of thing. So,
okay. That's in the hands of Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be big. He just hasn't told you. He's afraid you'll leak it.
Right. Yeah. And he hasn't told you either. Yeah.
Well, you don't want a crowd like they have for Trump right now.
Yeah.
It was there, you know?
Okay.
Can't handle that.
This is going to be
right,
awesome.
Nash, I'm looking forward to it, buddy.
Yes, I am very excited. I got a great crew over here.
Now, I have a question.
Get the car. What's that?
Okay, so let's say BJ's in the mechanics race, right? And he's driving your car.
Yeah.
If he crashes it, whose insurance covers it?
There's no insurance.
There's no insurance.
Out of my pocket.
Oh, wow. So that's extra pressure.
That is some pressure.
So I'm driving your car?
My car.
And before the big race.
Oh, God.
I can't drive it any worse than he's been driving.
He's number one.
Yeah.
He's number one.
He's a state champ.
How do you know I'm not going to be number one in the mechanic race?
But he's
I could be too.
But what are you going to do if you wreck it? Are you going to pay him back?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that.
You need to get a separate policy, I think.
We'll worry about that when I get down there. All right, we'll be all right.
Mickey Mouse check, I'll take it.
He does have Mickey Mouse checks.
He does, yeah. Bring your checkbook.
If I win that mechanics race, do I get a trophy?
You do. I believe, I'm not sure,
my son
hold me to this.
Yeah, my son wants a trophy.
All right.
I'm not sure if you get paid or not.
Whoa.
It could be some money on the line.
And that makes you a pro.
Look, if I win and I get paid, I don't care how much it is, I'll give it to you, Nash, for the car. I get to take the trophy home with me.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then for us, too, there's $500 to win.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There we
all
go.
Right. All right. It's a big deal.
That's good money, man.
Yeah, that is.
So that means a mechanics race, it's got to be at least $25 or so.
Right? It'll be more than you're paying. So your paying is $30.
That's a winner take all.
Whoa. Whoa. I have to pay you $30 to be in this race?
No, so the pay-in to get in the pits is $30.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you'll make that back.
Yep.
So I'm paying $30 to come down to the pits.
I will pay your guys' way in.
On my own BJ night, I got to pay?
This is red carpet kind of stuff here.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait, don't forget you also have to sell some shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to sell
some. Oh, yeah.
What time we sell shirts? Let's do it early.
And anytime throughout the day. We plan on being there at about 1 o'clock.
Get there early enough to sell some shirts for you. Because I'm going to skate right after BJ, the halftime show. All right, buddy. All right, we'll work all this out tomorrow, okay?
Okay?
Hey, can I bring a 6-year-old down to the pits?
Yes, you can.
All right,
nice.
That's going to be fun.
Right.
He's going to enjoy
it. Oh, he's going to love it.
You're about
he's
to make his day.
Yep.
Nash, thank you so much. All right, buddy?
Of course, guys.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep.
You got it?
Yes.
All right.
Don't
bye-bye.
Make him pay. You pay.
Thank you, guys.
Whatever it takes, Jimmy.
Okay.
All whatever right. it takes. I'm going to have a blast tomorrow night.
You should have been caller 10 so you could have won.
Yeah, people that won tickets don't have to pay.
No.
I got to pay. You notice how he just threw that in there?
Yeah, I mean, just nonchalant.
I would have never shown up and go, hey, Beach, I need $30. There's a pit fee.
Right?
There's a pit fee for you.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I used to have a good friend that was in the circus.
Wait,
did you know that?
I wanted to hear the rest of the song.
Oh, you did?
Down. Yep. Yeah.
It's not a bad song.
Well, yeah, right. Guess what?
Hey,
he's.
Listen. I had a friend.
Way to promote it, but yeah.
Can I? Oh, who is that?
It's Benson Boone right there.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Get your
he's
tickets,
amazing.
Man. Oh, yeah. I like that guy.
Lord.
I like that guy. All right, listen. Linda.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was in the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus at one time.
Really? Yeah, that's sure fascinating.
Did. Sure did.
Huh.
I'm telling the truth, too. This was down in Florida. He lived.
Why are you telling me this?
Because they're in town tonight.
Oh, okay. All yeah. right. All right. Start... Random thoughts with BJ.
My friend's not there anymore, though. He, he's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But he was Lobster
was
Boy.
Oh, he was Lobster Boy. Mm-hmm. What is that?
He was a guy that he was born with his hands looked like lobster claws.
Oh, that's mean.
And so he was behind a curtain, uh-huh. and you could pay to go in and see Lobster Boy.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
No, he made good money.
That is awful.
It's hard to get a job when you're a lobster.
To go
boy.
And like charge yeah. people money to see your yeah. birth defect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. No, he joined the circus because he looked like a lobster. And
there was a news anchor in Los Angeles and she had one hand like that.
She did?
Yeah, and she was a news yeah. anchor. She didn't have to charge people to, you know.
Yeah, she did okay then.
Yeah, yeah. she did. Yep,
yeah, it wasn't yeah. so rosy for a lobster boy.
What?
Oh, my yeah. God. Things,
no, I'm just saying, for him.
Lord.
No, he went by that name, Jamie.
Okay,
I'm telling
right.
you.
Okay.
And then he got into the circus and made more money than he'd ever made in his life.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Yeah. They're yeah. in town tonight, by the way.
Okay.
Not Lobster Boy, but Ringling Brothers. You know, they're not the same without the animals.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Oh, my God. Everything you're saying in this break is horrible.
The elephants.
Yeah, the tigers.
Carson gets it.
Yeah, the
right,
elephants
Carson?
That were chained, they were chained up in train cars. Yeah, that's their normal habitat.
I didn't see them like that. I just saw them in the ring.
I mean, I
didn't
yeah.
see them like that.
When I was a kid, all no, I saw all was a tiger, yeah. like, playing with yeah. that little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so happy there.
I saw an elephant that could throw a grape up in the air and catch it
yeah.
with
wow.
his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Right. Forget, like, yeah. you know, living out in the jungle somewhere.
All right, get your tickets to see the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Speaking of a circus, man, don't go near the Gaylord.
I know.
The circus is in
crazy,
town.
Right?
Donald Trump is going to be out there speaking later this afternoon, but they say traffic going to the airport and leaving the airport. It's bad on a Sunday night at 11 o'clock. Nobody has to be in town, okay? Traffic's bad on Peña Boulevard.
I wonder why they picked that place, because there's really, I mean, it's just one road.
No.
You know? Like, what were we thinking here?
I don't know, but you're right. It's limited going in and out of the Gaylord.
Yeah.
And you're trying to pack 30,000 people in there today.
And go to the airport. I mean, it's a Friday. A lot of people fly out of town for the weekend.
Yeah. I bet you that's why they did it, so it's easy to for his team to navigate getting him from the airport to there.
The other place, yeah.
Well, they can navigate easily. They shut down all the roads.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, they don't have a problem with it. Plus, they got 40 cars in their entourage.
Yeah, I'm just saying that is a bad choice.
That's a bad choice for the people that need to fly to
yeah,
that. That's
it
what
is.
Worth it. Plus, he's got his own plane.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Did you get to see it? Oh, it hasn't flown in yet, has it?
No, it's not here yet.
Oh, it's not?
It's supposed to get here, I think, around 11 this morning.
You know, BJ loves aviation.
I do. I do. I want to see the Trump plane. I don't care anything about going to the rally.
Yeah.
But I would like to see the airplane fly over.
And I like aviation. It's just weird. You're a grown man. You want to see an airplane.
I do want to see the airplane.
But why?
I just like it. I think it's kind of cool to see a flyover like that.
It's just,
I like
it's not doing like
too.
It's not like some F whatever.
Yeah, they tip the wing.
Oh, my God.
They tip
it's
the
not
wing
like the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
It's
not the Blue Angels.
They do a wing tip.
No, I've never seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whenever they're flying over one of the locations where they're going to do a rally, they'll do a flyover first, and they'll wave to the crowd with the wing of the plane.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
For a guy that loves aviation, you sure haven't ever gone to an air show.
Yes, I have.
Anytime I bring it up, you have never gone, oh, I want to go to that.
No. I've not been to one recently or one here locally, but I've been to plenty of air shows.
Well, yeah. But like 25, 30 years ago.
It's
been a minute.
30, 35. Yeah, been a while. Airplanes don't change that much, though.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Stay away from the airport.
Yeah, that's what
if
we're trying to say.
To fly, don't go near the Gaylord Hotel. Yeah. That thing is. I wonder if they're going to get blowback for having this Trump event.
Oh, you mean them as a hotel chain? Yeah. I'm sure people
kinda
are. Like, oh, for sure, people are calling saying I'm never staying there.
Yeah, kind of like Taylor Swift fans when they get onto this girl that.
Yeah, I mean,
was the first girlfriend for Travis. What's his name?
Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah. Someone always has a problem with something, no matter what you do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So they're probably getting cancellation. Yeah. I'll never come there again. Yeah. Screw your lazy river.
Lord,
I love it. All right, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
We have not mentioned this yet. What about the, sorry about that. We have not mentioned this yet.
What?
Football.
Oh, yeah.
Broncos and the Chargers.
I know. I was supposed to go to the game with Michelle, but I have to do something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game, too.
I know. I feel bad, though.
Do you realize if the Broncos win this weekend, there's a chance that in the AFC, they could have the second best record?
That seems impossible.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
We're not even ready for that.
Considering the last couple of years.
Yeah, right?
And I think they're going to beat the Chargers. I do.
Oh, my
Chargers
God.
Aren't that great.
No.
We'll beat them.
Okay. All right. Well, it's exciting.
CU plays Kansas State this weekend. That's a big deal.
What about CSU?
CSU has San Jose State.
Oh.
Nice. And then the Avalanche.
The Avalanche home opener tomorrow night.
Woo! Man.
Very busy.
And then BJ. Is racing at the racetrack this weekend. That's going to be a hell of a draw. That's bigger
gosh.
Than any sporting event in town.
Yep, it's going to be bigger than the rally out there.
Now, granted, it's a few hours away, but...
But it's worth it. It's not a few hours. It's 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Book your flight.
Yeah, it's 1 hour and 23 minutes.
It'll be fun. I'll be at El Paso County Speedway. That's tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow, sometime after 4 o'clock. All right. I don't even know what time.
My God.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Anything you got planned, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm going out to the cabin. And never mind. None of my nobody's business.
Gonna go hang, huh?
Oh,
go
hang.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. We will see you back here on a Monday. Take care. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Whatever you do. All right, we'll see you back here Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.